Let's go and have a chat now with Joe Cleary down at Queanbeyan. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Hoss. Good morning, Ronnie. How are you, boys?
G'day, Joe.
Good morning. Good. A bit cool for track work this morning, mate?
No, that hasn't been too bad. We've had a pretty mild winter, to be honest, Hoss. We've had three or four real blasting days. But other than that, it's been a pretty mild winter for our standards, but you've got to put up with it, I guess, mate. That's the way it is.
Up Trumps was a good result during the week.
Yeah, just so happy for Sammy Shires and his family, Ronnie. You know, we persevered and tried to get that Metropolitan win on the board for him. And now it obviously puts him in Kosciuszko in contention. You know, you take the top three out of the market in the Kosciuszko, it's a very, very open field, and he's ticking all the right boxes to gain a ticket.
Yeah, and what do you do with him next?
He won't race till the 18th of September at Warwick Farm. He'll have to Warwick Farm for another benchmark 70. By then, the tickets are drawn. Hopefully, we've gained the slot by then, and I'll probably put young Chris Williams on and pull the three off, and then give him the month in between runs into the Kosciuszko.
Beauty. Well, we'll look forward to that. Talk to us about this filly today, Girls Are Ready. She had a decent break after Flemington there. How is she today?
Eagle Farm.
Eagle Farm.
I spelled her in Queensland, Ronnie. And obviously, I did back her up after the Aquas Jewel into that race at Eagle Farm, which is the race she should have won. It was a little bit of pilot error with Jay Guthman Chester, but yeah, you can't throw stones. But she spelled in Queensland, had a bit of time on the water walker, got her home. She had a really good base. She had a nice trial behind concrete, and her run the other day was perfect. It was only the 1,080 on the synthetic. Obviously, I'm not a fan of synthetic racing, but I had to start her somewhere. She drew barrier 20 in the highway up there last Saturday. And I'm happy to back her up, mate. She's done everything right for the week.
Okay, so it is a pretty quick backup for after a first-up run, but you're happy with her?
Yes, well, obviously on the Friday afternoon, I got her home, mate. I tracked her in the little paddock, and she was doing cartwheels, and then had a look at the forecast, and like she said to my wife, I said, I'm going to pop in a norm. I said, looks like the rain's coming in Sydney, and Brodie Lloyd came and galloped her on Wednesday morning, and he just basically said she'll be a sitting steer job, so let's hope he's right.
Yeah, obviously she's got that wet credentials with two decent heavy track wins in town.
Yeah, exactly, and one of them victories was she beat Sebricate, and Sebricate's gone on to bigger and better things, and then obviously she went to Queensland, and the day of the Aquas Jewel, they shouldn't have raced. The track was a disgrace, but the two runs in Sydney on the heavy tracks, she put them away, and put them away easy, mate. So we're looking forward to the afternoon and having a stick with Jess.
Where do you see her settling in the run today?
I want to be a pair closer, to be honest, Ronnie. I'm not quite sure how many scratchings there are because I've been under the pump down here this morning. But I'd like it to be a couple of pairs closer, maybe 6th to 7th. But I will leave it up to Jess. She rides it so well and she knows the horse so well. But I don't want to be back with the cap catchers. There's going to be a fair bit of kickback, even though we'll be race one. There'll be a fair bit of kickback today. But I just think it's a pretty shallow highway. We're in a class two, and just on paper, it's a perfect race for her.
Beautiful. Beautiful. She looks good odds too, doesn't she?
She was good odds, Ronnie.
Yeah, she was good odds.
The price is gone. What are you looking? I mean, the tickets for the $5, for the draw, they close in 8 days' time, and then the draw's on the morning of the 10th. Here's your time to promote. What have you got? Girls Are Ready and what else?
Okay, so we'll have Girls Are Ready, which would be a question mark, because I'd rather run her in the original Allen on Everest Day, so list the race of three races and some black tie. But if she happens to go in the slot, fair enough. Obviously, Concrete. He races next Friday at Canberra in a benchmark 70 Federal. I was actually happy with his run first up after winning four in a row. And he will race basically 3 days before the tickets are drawn. Up Trumps has come out and won. So the time is a lot better this year, Hoss, because last year we found out a little bit too late, where this time in we've been able to spell him, get him back, and obviously see the way Maddie's doing things with Fell Swoop and Jenny with Victorum. We've been able to program around it. So you haven't peak on that day. It's a fantastic concept, and I'm really looking forward to it. And with Father's Day tomorrow, I think I'll get Franco some Kosciuszko tickets.
Yeah,
go and buy him some $5 tickets, and who knows, he might pluck it out and you'll do a deal. Your old man would do a hard deal with you, though, wouldn't he?
Never ends, Hoss, I can guarantee. He comes up on the hill and gives me a horse every morning, I can guarantee.
No, that's all right. Hey, you look over your fence and you see Noble Boy. I think he's going to Canberra for a gallop on Friday.
Yeah, led to believe he's barrier trial on Friday. Toddy's sort of gone out on his own now. His number's increased after, obviously, the success of Noble Boy, so he's out on his own. He no longer works for me. But he's placing him pretty well. He's having two trials into it, and he'd be a given to get straight into the race, you think, mate.
Yeah, you would think so. All right, Jay, well, good luck with Girls Are Ready in race one today.
Thanks a lot, boys. See you soon. Bye.
Good on you. There we go. The latest on Girls Are Ready, and of course he scratched Bart out of the third couple of days ago.